Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Daryl Brogdon with a Ruhl Joyce recital from Johnson County Community College. We're in the recital room of the Carlson Center, and our guest today is concert saxophonist Jose Antonio Sayas Caban. First, here's a sonata for alto saxophone by Jindrich Feld. Jindrich Feld, a contemporary Czech composer, that's from the 1993 sonata for alto saxophone, with pianist Casey Raffan, who is a pianist in the Twin Cities area of Minnesota. We've heard saxophonist Jose Antonio Sayas Caban. As a member of the chamber music trio Tres, Jose Antonio has transcribed and arranged chamber music by a number of composers, such as Villa-Lobos and Fanny Mendelssohn, which we'll hear during this Ruhl Joyce recital on Classics Live. Now, Jose Antonio Sayas Caban and pianist Casey Raffan are joined by another saxophonist, Joel Gordon, who is currently director of bands at Platte City Middle School in Missouri. This is Jose Antonio's arrangement of the aria from Bacchanas Brasileiras, No. 5, by Heitor Villa-Lobos.
Thank you.
Brazilian music in the way of Bach, or as composer Heitor Villa-Lobos called it, Bachianas Brasileiras No. 5, the aria. Arranged for two saxophones and piano by concert saxophonist José Antonio Sayas Caban. Joining José Antonio were fellow saxophonist Joel Gordon and pianist Casey Rafan. Next on this Rural Joyce recital, concert saxophonist José Antonio Sayas Caban has some words he'd like to say about the next piece. And stay tuned for a trio by Fanny Mendelssohn and José Antonio's own spoken and musical tribute to his native Puerto Rico.
I just wanted to say a few things about the Beethoven tangos. There are eight of them, and this is music written for performance and not for dance. However, you can think of it as getting kind of an impressionistic point of view on the tango, so occasionally that out-of-focus scenery will turn into more of the dance that you perhaps associate with tango. The reason why we chose the two that we're going to play today is because one of them will sort of be reminiscent of perhaps what's most stereotypical about the Argentinian tango, but the last one makes a reference to what's called the tango vals. It's a form of tango that is in three rather than in four, and so you'll get to hear it something that's more in a waltz style, if you may. So thank you again for being here, and Beethoven tangos.
Thank you.
One thing I wanted to say is that when I first spoke with Doreen about putting this program on and bringing here, we talked about what is the classical saxophone, and keeping that in mind, we sort of programmed something that hopefully gives you an idea of the range of the instrument outside of the jazz medium. So the first work is a canonical work for saxophone inside of the 20th century, all the way to now a transcription of basically one of the great romantic trios by Fanny Mendelssohn. So hopefully you're getting a good sense of what we can do and what we've been up to in the last 160 years, basically. And hopefully you all enjoyed this edition of Mendelssohn's Trio.
Thank you.
So I just want to say a little bit about this portion of the program. I don't know if Doreen mentioned this because I couldn't hear in there, but I'm a native of Mayagüez, West Puerto Rico. And because of that and everything that's been going on in my country, I have been thinking a lot about the events and my family and my friends and a lot of the news that I get, private news or public news or whatever. And as you heard at the beginning of the program, the first piece is sort of harsh, and I wanted to give you a program that was very personal and talk about my own internal conflict with everything that's going on. And perhaps the end of the program is kind of a reflection of where I've ended up individually, which is to make an effort to show solidarity to the people in my country, my family, and let them know that I'm thinking about them every day. And I feel fortunate enough to be working with a group that was agreeable to doing some traditional music from Puerto Rico. And in fact, the first one that we're going to play, called La Borinqueña, it's named after the indigenous name of Puerto Rico, Boriquen. And this is actually Puerto Rico's national anthem. So for those of you who may not have heard it, we're going to start with the Puerto Rican national anthem.
Thank you.
This last song, Preciosa, was originally written, lyrics, and composed by Rafael Hernandez, who is a native of Aguadilla, Puerto Rico, and it has a very nostalgic quality to it. So thank you again for being here, and thank you for sharing this experience with us. Casey, Joel, and I are really grateful to see all of you here, and I look forward to meeting you after if you'd like. So without further ado, thank you to Doreen, the JCCC, for having us. We've just had a fantastic time here, and well, we hope to see you again in the future. Preciosa.
Pianist Casey Rafan and saxophonist Joel Gordon, we've been listening to concert saxophonist and music theorist Jose Antonio Sayas Caban. That last piece was Preciosa by Rafael Hernandez. Jose Antonio's three music degrees in saxophone performance are from the University of Iowa, Indiana University, and the University of Minnesota. You can learn more about his concert career and about his ongoing tribute to his native Puerto Rico at joseantonio-sayascaban.com. This has been another Rule Joyce recital that KPR recorded in the Carlson Center at Johnson County Community College. Chuck Smith recorded the concert on Monday, November 6, 2017. Cordelia Brown is our Classics Live producer, and I'm Daryl Brogdon. Thank you for joining us. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of KPR, Kansas Public Radio. That's a Kansas Public Radio recording from 2005. The Mid-America Woodwind Quintet, performing variations on a folk tune by Jan Swalik. You're listening to Classics Live from KPR, Kansas Public Radio.